Breakfast Beat on 91.3 FM. Your voice in the morning.
Some 11 minutes after 7 a.m. this morning, and we move along now to our next feature. Now, a little earlier on, we're speaking with regards to that very disturbing video that had gone viral earlier on this week. And of course, it's been doing its rounds on social media, where in the video, an elderly lady is seen being handled by what appears to be her grandson. And in the video, the young man, who seems to be under the influence of some sort of substance, is seen, you know, pulling his ma whilst begging her for a 10 rand. And it's believed that this lady, who has since died of circumstances unrelated to this particular incident, lives in Strandfontein area. Now, unfortunately, you know, this is one of the many unseen incidents of elderly people being abused by members in the family in some way, shape or form, be it by stealing from them or insisting that they give them money or simply, you know, abusing them in some form or the other. But joining us online for comment this morning on this particular topic is Sandy Schutter, chairperson of the Strandfontein Community Policing Forum. Sandy, good morning and thank you so much for joining us.
Good morning. Thank you very much for having me.
Now, Sandy, let's understand a bit further in terms of this particular video. I'm sure you have seen it yourself. And just some clarity around it as to when this video was taken and when did it emerge?
The video, I was actually at the family the day of Mrs. Korman's death, and then I also attended the janaza. And I arranged with the family to meet with them yesterday. When I was there yesterday, I actually asked when the video was taken. And the person that took the video said the video was taken quite a while ago because he approached the Mitchell's Plain Court to apply for an interdict on behalf of the his granny, which was then declined. He also then started a new job and be earning a very, very minimum wage and also being the breadwinner in the home. He was too afraid to actually do anything of physical, you know, anything physical to his brother, because his brother always threatened to lay a charge of assault against him, and he couldn't afford to be arrested and be in the cells because it would obviously hinder him in his work and obviously affect him all financially. And that is the reason why he hasn't done anything at the time when his brother was terrorizing the grandma. They then said that the video was also as proof to show what was the constant abuse that was taking place in the home, was to prove that this is what is happening there. On several occasions, they have reached out to Strandfontein SAPS, and on several occasions, Strandfontein SAPS would attend to the complaint, but then obviously the offender, should I say, the alleged offender, would obviously run away from the house, making it impossible for SAPS to actually do something about it. Upon them attending to the complaint, they would often phone the standby social worker from Mitchell's Plain Department Social Development, and there was always a problem with the social worker coming out to the house at that time of the evening, and would always say that they're going to come the following day, but they never ever followed up, and they never ever came the next day. Wow. And this wasn't just over one occasion, it was over several occasions, that even one night, after one, after two, they often called me as well, and when I get there, nobody, then he obviously runs away. And I also followed the same processes by getting Trump and then steps out, by phoning the standby by social worker and receiving the exact same response. I cannot come out now. It is too late for me to drive. You know, then I question, like, why are you then standby, you know?
Yeah.
Standby means that you have to come out at night. Everything doesn't always happen between business hours. And unfortunately, abuse happens any time of the night, you know, behind closed doors when people don't really see and hear. And it was important for us to see the video because it was important for everybody else to see the video because as a volunteer trying to assist Mrs. Korman and her family, but our agencies failed Mrs. Korman and her family, and it made us as volunteers look incompetent as well because we have very limited resources and very limited authority to actually do something, you know. I shouldn't even say, but I'm grateful that the video came out, because with that being said, we also have other elderly in Stramfontein that are currently being abused. Stramfontein SAPS is constantly going out of these houses to attend to the complaint, and Mitchells Plain Department Social Development has been there several times. The one elderly family, the one elderly lady was told she needs to wait for a year. I don't know if they want her to be to experience this abuse for another year. I don't know what they're expecting. The other elder abuse, I received a call on a Sunday afternoon about a man being tied up outside in front in his yard. Social workers and the constable went to the house the following day, the Monday, and asked the victim, in the presence of his perpetrators, are you being abused by your family? Obviously, he's going to say no.
Yeah.
So what has happened was, yesterday, when I pushed this thing viral because I want to make a big stink about it, then SAPS Provincial sends a response saying there was no case open, which means we are not aware of this. But they can nicely come to Stramfontein SAPS and they can ask each and every constable, have you attended to this complaint in Dinghy Circle? Have you attended to the other following complaint also in Dinghy Circle? Have you attended to the complaint in Close. None of them can deny it. So I want to put it out there publicly. I want provincial SAPS to come to Stramfontein SAPS and request the OB book to see if they actually made an OB entry of the abusive complainants that they have attended to, because they should have record at Stramfontein SAPS. Our vulnerable elderly and also our minors may not always want or feel strong enough to open up a case against the perpetrators, because at the end of the day, they are dependent on the perpetrators financially. They are dependent on the perpetrators for a roof over there. It's not easy for a vulnerable person to make a case against the perpetrator. Mm. But it's our responsibility as the South African Police Services, as the community component, as the Department of Social Development, to be the voice of the voiceless. And we can act on behalf of them under the Older Persons Act. So everybody wants to pull a pilot by washing their hands and on skilt or with van niks af. Maar Stramfontein SAPS with so goed van die dinge af. And that is why I want to put it out there, you know? So now I'm thankful that MEC Shana from Social Development has given me a call Sunday evening and assured me that there would be an intervention done on the other elderly people that are currently experiencing abuse.
Just to understand, with regards to the late Mrs. Koopman, you know, who was she living with, and, you know, what ultimately led to her passing away this week?
Mrs. Koopman was a lady that opened up a home. I grew up in Stramfontein, and I know Mrs. Koopman for many years. She opened up a home to any person, every person. You know, when I was at the family yesterday, when I speak about the family, I speak about the people that was in the home with her, which was only her grandchildren. Whenever I went to Mrs. Koopman, it was only her three grandchildren that was there. They cared for Mrs. Koopman, you know, and even the one that abused her, not to justify his behavior, but he was a substance abuser. He was on Unga. So when he wasn't on a high, he used to help his granny. But when he needed his heat in the morning, he used to terrorize her for that 10 rand. He terrorized her for a 20 rand. And when she wasn't there, then he would terrorize his brother and his sister for that money, you know? Mm. So the grandchildren, basically, they cared for her. And Mrs. Koopman was a very old lady. She was very frail. She wasn't old. So very healthy as well. So on a post-mortem, it didn't really specify what she passed away from, but it did say natural causes. But she was a sick lady, you know. But she didn't die at the hands of the perpetrator. He wasn't even at home at the time when she passed away. At the time of the janazah, when I was there, he was also there, you know. And a lot of people gave him flack, of which I do understand. But people need to also understand that we're dealing with a drug, you know, that controls the the person, you know, and there needs to be help extended to him, you know. They're living in extremely difficult or challenging circumstances, and that should also they should also be assisted with that, because they have no help from absolutely nobody. And we need to look at the social ills in our community, and social development needs to step in.
On that point of social development, you've mentioned that now it's been brought to the attention of obviously MEC Shania Fernandez. Just with regards to the break in communication, it says, okay, there's a frustration with SAPS. We always have that frustration. But with regards to the Department of Social Development, you know, did it, or have these incidents, you know, ever reached the provincial office or the desk of the MEC?
Confidently tell you, there's been no follow-up. You know, with the one elderly lady, I've referred the gentleman to social development. I went with him there. I told him, listen, this is who you speak to when you get to social development. So what has been happening is the social worker has been in contact with the victim's family, you know, and that is how I found out that they're only going to be able to assist within a year's time. So, you know, what on earth are you going to do with in a year's time? Why does it take a year? Must the victim sit in this situation now for another year? So we do understand that there is a heavy caseload at Mitchell Fenway. We live in a very challenging community. But then, like I've asked the MEC yesterday, but on Sunday, is there no funding made available to employ more social workers to assist and alleviate the caseload at Mitchell Fenway? We do understand that crime is on the increase. Crime is extremely high. And for the one woman alone to drive all the way to Stramfontein, to drive all the way to Mitchelstein, it is dangerous. Mm. But they need to make a provision, work with the South African Police Services to escort the person into the community if it is that dangerous. And you know, we're speaking about frustration of steps. There's a Children's Act. Everybody can enforce the Children's Act, but it's also an Older Persons Act. Why is it nobody's enforcing the Older Persons Act? They can arrest the perpetrator under the Older Persons Act, and they can obtain statements later on. They themselves should make OB entrance when they attend to these complaints. And I've challenged the spokesperson for the provincial SAPS to come and do an inspection by Strabbit and SAPS. Come and see if they made OB entrance.
On that point, you know, why has the police ombudsman not been approached in terms of investigating the incompetence of these Strandfontein SAPS?
You know, we have been raising the challenges of Strandfontein SAPS now. Last year, the 1st of March, I had a protest in front of the police station. And this year, again, there's nothing happening at Strandfontein SAPS. If I look at the deployment of the new recruits that has been deployed to our cluster, there's 52 members being deployed to Lentefier SAPS, 15 members being deployed to Mitchell's Plain SAPS, and one member being deployed to Strandfontein SAPS. We have a complement of one patrol vehicle in our area. I've been raising this for several years with the provincial. The ombudsman was our cluster chief, our cluster commander. He's well aware of the situation that we have at Strandfontein. The community of Strandfontein is growing. It's developing. We're having a proposed 262 houses. We're having a proposed college being built in the area. But Strandfontein SAPS, there's no growth there. You know, we seem to be having more members of the VSPO transferring out to other police stations, and they're not replacing the members leaving. Our RAG, which is the station strength, we are supposed to have 9 detectives. We only have 4 detectives. I do not understand how provincial SAPS and how the cluster SAPS seems to be overlooking and protecting and covering at Strandfontein SAPS, making it seem as if we, as the community component, are going on Onwara. But we're witnessing the challenges. We're seeing what is going on, but we're also seeing the failure to act from provincial. Yes. I'm hoping that the new provincial commissioner really does a full-on investigation at Strandfontein SAPS to really see the gaps that is actually happening in Stramfontein. Our WISPO members are exhausted, they are tired, and we as a community, we are suffering because of that.
Okay, so we are running out of time this morning. I've got about 30 seconds, and I just want to ask on a final note. Unfortunately, you know, Mrs. Krugman has passed away now. This has now been brought to the attention of the MEC for Social Development. You know, what steps will now be taken, hopefully, to assist others that are in this situation? In this particular case, with regards to this incident and this video that has come to light, it's a little too much, a little too late. So going forward, what's going to happen? We have about 20 seconds.
As a CPF, we have been raising awareness for several years on elder abuse, but this is the first time there is a video that actually circulated. We have pushed that South African Police Services enforces the Older Persons Act, enforces the Children's Act, and enforces the domestic violence, so we can actually put an end to domestic violence of all different on different forms. We have been approached by the Pikers Fraternal, should I say, and they want to do an awareness run in our community, and we're hoping that Social Services and the South African Police Services uses this opportunity as a stepping stone to make sure that this does not happen again.
Certainly. Sandy Shooter, we thank you for your time and your work. We do appreciate your comment this morning.
Thank you so much.
Thanks, Kowal. And that was the chairperson of the Stramfontein Community Policing Forum, Sandy Shooter.